Three, two, one. Here we go.
Welcome to the Father and Son podcast, where my father and I chat about many topics of interest. Chatting is an important part of learning and growing. Check it out.
Hey, Baba.
Hey, Baba.
It's been a while.
It has. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, what's been happening?
We've been forgetting to do the podcast.
Yeah, I know, but we've been busy, so...
Yeah, we have been busy.
Okay. You've been well?
Yeah, I'm well.
Yeah, and you're having a school holiday now.
Yeah, today, actually, today's my last day. Tomorrow I go back to school, so...
Yeah, let's talk about that. Term four, quarter four of the... Of the game of well, school.
It's called term four, but maybe in, you know.
I always think about it as a quarter four in it. Is it because it's a sport?
You can refer to it as a quarter, actually. It feels right to refer to it as a quarter.
Yeah, it's like the inner game of.
The last quarter, though.
The inner game of school.
Quarter four. And it goes for 10 weeks.
How is that going for you anyway? How did you finish quarter three?
I finished quarter three on a high. I had some really good results that I was getting towards the end of the term, and I want to keep that same momentum going.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were happy about your results anyway.
You were?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We still are.
Still are.
But you know what? Success is about consistency, so you're going to have to repeat it. And but you always pick it up in the last quarter. You are a late finisher, so yeah. And any new subjects in the quarter four?
No new subjects.
Okay.
All right. So first, it's semester one. So it's only there's classes only add new classes once, and that's at the start of term three,
sure.
Quarter three.
Yeah. Okay.
And we got geography and art as our new subjects. We had history and VCD first.
Quarter four is usually nice because it's spring, summer, close to Christmas.
Well, all it's of problematic for me because I play footy with my friends at lunch. So if it's a really hot day and I'm playing footy at lunch, I will sweat a lot. I sweat very easily.
Problematic is a big word, but...
For me it is.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well... Yeah, slap that.
But I guess I can manage it.
Slap that deodorant.
Definitely. Mum, really pushing it next week. Yeah, I can manage that, though, with the deodorant.
Come close. I need to smell you.
I guess I can manage it, though, at lunches and recesses by drinking water and constantly staying hydrated. So there's this one tap at Marlboro Reserve, which is, like, really good.
Good. Okay. That's well, good luck. Really nice good luck. Water. One thing that we haven't talked about, because last time you passed your karate grading.
Yeah.
So what belt are you?
That was a while ago. I'm a purple bar now, one belt away from brown.
Yes. Okay. And how did that go? Are you happy with the result?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. My only thing is I like karate and all, but it feels like I've been like with mum, I've been watching some like MMA, like UFC, and it feels like that's where the real fights will be. Like if I get into a fight outside of school, that's where I would need to use MMA. I would need to use that instead of karate, because karate's not really going to help in that kind of situation.
Well, hang on, why do you learn karate in the first place? Do you know?
Discipline, self defense.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So karate gives you the tools as well to defend yourself if you need to.
Yeah.
Yes. And
it does help. It does definitely help a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a lot of things that you need. And hopefully you're not going to be in a situation, honey. I mean, you're not going to be in a situation where you need bloody hell to have an MMA fight with somebody. Where do you live? Downtown Kabul?
Do they do MMA in Kabul?
No, they have a sword, I think.
Sword? Under the couch is a sword? Under the couch,
yes.
Somebody grab the sword?
Yeah, yeah. Or they have a potion or something. Anyway.
Yeah, it goes from vegetables to soaps and potions.
That's probably insensitive to say. Well, congratulations anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
Anything with you? Anything I need to congratulate you on?
No. But I want to talk about something really important. Two things. Grand final finished yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Congratulations. Collingwood finally.
They haven't won since like the 1950s.
Yeah, congratulations. Well done to the Brisbane team.
What I didn't realize was that all the other family, Auntie Karen, Uncle Ben, Ruby Cooper, they were all barracking for Brisbane. They all wanted Brisbane to win. So me barracking for Collingwood kind of went against them. But it's all right.
Yeah, well, most Victorians, I shouldn't say most, but these are a big chunk of Victorians that supported, they wanted Brisbane to win. Not really because they like Brisbane, it's because they don't like Collingwood.
I wonder how late the Collingwood supporters are celebrating in the city, because this morning I saw two Collingwood supporters walking home. So
yeah, they probably had a big night. Yeah. Yes.
Especially the Collingwood players. They would have gone to bed never.
It was very close. That was really
– It was a very close game. I predicted to my friends that it would be a nail-biter, but Collingwood would win in the end. And I was right.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Well,
because Brisbane's normally not very good at the MCG because that's not their home ground.
Yeah.
But I knew they would have trained here in Melbourne instead of in Brisbane to get used to the ground.
Yeah, so yeah.
Get it to know. And
the MCG is a big
ground. It's bigger than the Gabba.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to them, and I hope they repeat it next year.
Is there anything I need to congratulate you on? Presentations, work, anything?
No, look, everything is steady with me, health-wise and all of that. I am looking forward to my
marathon
in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the Melbourne Marathon, and I've been training hard for it, and I'm hoping to finish around 4 hours, 45 minutes. That's my aim. And next time we record another episode in a fortnight, we will hope to have some good news that I've achieved that.
Everybody, my father tripped over. He broke his leg during the marathon.
And then you can congratulate me. Feel free to congratulate me.
Yeah.
And
keep the comments flowing. Congratulations, Ollie. Keep them flooding in.
Yes, yes. Hey, and the biggest piece, which is thank God it happened, Andrews resigned. Andrews.
Yeah.
So for those listeners who are listening to our podcast from overseas, Daniel Andrews is a premier of Victoria. He's a polarizing figure. Polarizing means
who put us in quarantine for almost a year.
Well, he won the World Cup. He's taken the accolade for the longest lockdown in the world for Victoria.
Not a reward we really wanted.
Yes, unfortunately. And
at least we weren't like Jacinta. If you see someone out, call the police.
Jacinta.
One case, Jacinta.
Jacinta. There are people that like Dan Andrews and there are people that don't like him.
Do you like him?
No, I think he was an insincere. He always comes across as a person that lacks honesty. He's never straightforward. He's a bureaucrat. He's always, worked as a bureaucrat. So, and also there are a lot of investigations now around his behavior in certain events.
I don't like him either, but there's this one reason mostly why I don't like him.
Yes.
We were going to hold, was it the Olympics or the Commonwealth Games? And he said, sorry, we don't have enough money. We're not going to hold it anymore.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Games. So he promised, and that was an election promise. And then he reneged on it. And the second thing that he lied about, they asked him point blank, are you going to complete your term if the Victorians will elect you? And he said yes. And guess what?
He didn't.
10 months later, he's resigned. And he's saying, you know what's his excuse? And this is a sign of a dishonest man. You know what he said? They asked him, why did you renege on your promise? And he said, well, I changed my mind. That is a sign of a loser leader.
Let's hope he's not listening to this.
No, that's fine. He understands. He's got a thick skin. He understands that.
How thick's your skin?
relatively thick skin. And but anyway, I hope the new leader for Victoria, she's a female, I can't even remember her name. I hope she does a good job and avoids what she what he did.
I hope she's not like Biden or Kamala.
Well, we'll see, honey. We'll see. Unfortunately,
the passage of time.
These responsibilities and these jobs uncover a lot about a human, and I hope she does a good job. On that note, it's really good to get back into it, honey.
And yeah.
Just next time, we're going to talk about my result and
yeah,
also
definitely,
How are you going?
Again, keep them coming. Congratulations. Keep them going, okay? Yeah.
On that note.
We're so proud of you. Just keep them coming. He loves them. Yeah. He loves them.
He loves them.
Can we get some congratulations, honey, as well?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Father and Son podcast. To help us continue chatting about more topics, share, hit us with a like, or leave a comment. And while you're here, please subscribe. Until next time. From Hani and I.
Stay well and stay safe. I mean, he hasn't done his yet. I've done mine. Congratulations. He hasn't done it. I have.
Okay, it's time for dinner, I think.
Yeah. Butter chicken. I'm hungry.